Good morning, RVA. It's 59 degrees, and if you can squeak past this morning's chance of light rain, I think you'll have a warm and dry day. Expect highs in the upper 70s and lots of clouds. For me, I'm definitely riding my bike in slip-ons with one pant leg rolled up, my final form. Boop. Water cooler. The city posted the video from this past Monday's third budget session, and I've gone ahead and put it up on the boring show. This is when I make the joke about listening at 2x speed, which for me is not a joke and definitely what I actually do, and to hear council members speak at 1x speed when I see them in real life makes me feel like I'm dodging bullets in the Matrix. Anyway, this week's episode clocks in at just over 3 hours, so you're going to want to set aside some serious time if you plan on listening. I'll most likely permit it to pass over and through me during a couple bike rides and laundry foldings. You should do the same. If you'd rather just scroll through some slides, make sure you grab all three decks, the operating budget, the city's revenue, and its compensation and benefits plan. Also, later on in the same day, council held their regularly scheduled meeting and introduced two papers that we mostly already know about, but I mentioned them just in case you want to add them to your own legislation tracker. First, Ordinance 2024-111 would authorize the city to issue $170 million of general obligation bonds to cover the new ballpark and associated infrastructure. There are a couple of related papers, too, that when grouped together enable the city's new Diamond District financing mechanism. Second, Ordinance 2024-110 will accept $100 million from the Virginia Department of Environmental Quality to help fund fixes to our aging sewer system. I'm pretty sure that this is not new money, but state money from a previous budget or two we'd already heard about. But still, it's exciting to see ordinances accepting $100 million, especially for sewer repairs. While we're talking about council and their budget process, I found the presentation from the first budget work session about the Richmond Children and Youth Fiscal Map. Not only that, but here's a public link to the fiscal map itself if you want to dig around and see if anything interesting pops out at you. I haven't spent a ton of time with the tool yet, but I just lost 10 minutes of my morning exploring various services and their funding streams. There's a lot in here. Eric Kolnick at the Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the city's new Diamond District funding mechanism will, quote, free up money allowing the city to buy Sportsbacker Stadium earlier. VCU, in turn, will use that money to build a new track and field stadium across Hermitage Road. This is the original plan from a couple years back, but VCU had hit pause on their new athletic facilities because the city had delayed buying Sportsbacker Stadium. The whole thing sort of stumbled to a halt as economic conditions across the country shifted and the city reevaluated their options. Now, with the newly announced financing plan, both the Diamond District and VCU's Athletic Village get back on track, but with the city taking on a lot of the financial risk. Is this good or bad? I bet we hear a lot about it from a lot of folks in the coming weeks. P.S. For context, 7 of 9 council members have already signed on to the above-mentioned ordinance authorizing the new financing. Via Axios Richmond, this incredibly charming and viral reel of students at Armstrong High School playing Finish the Lyrics. So good. This morning's long read is titled An Ode to Women Who Walk, From Virginia Woolf to Greta Gerwig. I love this piece about women in films who walk through cities. It sort of reminds me of my obsession with the way less interesting sad men who ride buses in the rain and stare out the window. Here's an excerpt. To be a woman and a pedestrian in the city can be combative and exhausting, but sometimes it reminds me that I am in charge and that I will propel myself forward, always forward. I love shots of women walking through cities in film. I like that they are alone and alive and usually wearing a nice coat. I like even though that they are part of a bigger story, something grand or trivial, for those seconds they are removed from their storyline, the knots and tangles, and they are simply people, immersing themselves in a city, disappearing for a moment and allowing the noise of the world to eclipse the noise of their lives. If you'd like to suggest a long read to show up here, go chip in a couple of bucks on the old Patreon. That's patreon.com/GMRVA. This morning's picture of the day is a picture of the most bonkers tulips. They are red and yellow and look like fire. Intro and outro music by Matt Fisher. And you can find links to all these stories and more in the show notes or on GMRVA.com.